Ever wish you could hit like one button and have the internet like cater to you?
Instead of the other way around.
Exactly. Like,
Yeah.
what if your homepage wasn't just, rows of icons, but like a personalized command center for your digital life?
Okay.
But even better, what if it was actually designed with your privacy in mind, like from the get-go?
Oh, that sounds really appealing.
Right?
Especially now when it feels like all our data is just being mined, like every time we turn on our devices.
Right. So get this. We found this blog post from this company, Sweet,
Okay.
and they're building tools that actually seem to put you back in the driver's seat.
It's refreshing to hear about someone like challenging the status quo,
Oh, they're not shy about it.
especially when it comes to data privacy.
No, they call out Google, Bing, Yahoo, the whole gang for their
Yeah.
data collection practices.
Right.
Their whole argument is that we're basically handing over the keys to our digital lives in exchange for a few free
But
services.
that's the trade-off we make a lot of times without even realizing it. You know, just think about it. You search for like a new pair of headphones.
Right.
Suddenly you're seeing ads for headphones, like everywhere you go online.
Oh, yeah.
That's targeted advertising. And it's fueled by your data being collected and packaged by these companies.
Okay, that is creepy when you put it like that. But I guess most people just figure, like, hey, at least the service is free, right?
That's the assumption. But this blog post really makes you think about the hidden costs. Every click, every search, every email you send,
Yeah.
it all builds up this really valuable digital profile that these companies can then monetize.
And Sweet is saying, hey, there's a different way.
Interesting.
They're really pushing this no account, no login approach with their homepage creator.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
All your data, your links, your customizations, everything, it's all stored locally on your device,
Okay.
not in some massive data center controlled by a tech giant.
They even call out the Google homepage specifically, the one we all use as being bland.
I see.
I mean, they're not holding back.
It's more about highlighting the lack of agency, I think, that we have on those platforms.
Yeah.
Sure, you can customize your background image,
Right.
but you're still operating within their ecosystem, their rules, their data collection practices.
Right.
Sweet seems to be pushing for like a much more fundamental shift in how we interact with the internet.
Totally.
Yeah.
And they're not just talking about a prettier interface, are they? The Sweet homepage thing. It sounds like it's built on a whole other like philosophy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The blog post really digs into how it actually works.
Okay.
They have 11 different categories that you can organize links into.
Wow.
Websites, apps, documents, like anything you can think of.
Okay.
And it's all laid out in a way that makes sense to you.
So it's like curating your own little corner of the internet.
Precisely. And
Okay.
because it's all stored locally, you don't have to worry about your every move being tracked and analyzed.
Right.
It's like the difference between browsing a bookstore and someone just handing you like a pre-selected stack of books based on your past purchases.
Right.
One gives you freedom and control. The other, not so much.
Okay. That analogy really works for me. I love browsing. I love, discovering things on my own terms. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience wins out. Does using Sweet mean giving up all the cool stuff we're used to? Like, I don't know, Google Docs or streaming services.
That's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
They're not just offering a homepage creator. They've built out a whole suite of tools,
Oh, wow.
an office suite, a search engine, even a streaming TV option.
Wow, they're really trying to build a whole ecosystem.
All designed with that same privacy-first local storage approach.
But that must be incredibly difficult, right? I mean, Google has an army of engineers, and well, Google has a lot of everything. How does a small company like Sweet even compete?
That's the million-dollar question, and the blog post doesn't really get into their business model, unfortunately.
Right.
But from a purely technical perspective, by keeping everything local, they could potentially offer a faster, more seamless experience,
Okay.
especially for people who aren't working with like the latest and greatest devices.
That makes sense. Less data flying around, less lag time. It's like taking the scenic route instead of the freeway. You might get there a little slower, but you have more control, and the view is definitely better.
There's a certain appeal to that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Choosing a path less traveled, opting out of like the data mining frenzy suite, might be onto something with this approach.
They're definitely tapping into this like growing desire for more control, more privacy. But I keep coming back to this, how do they actually make money? The blog post mentions they're just two guys in a garage, which honestly makes me root for them even more. It's like a David versus Goliath story for the digital age.
There's definitely a romanticism to that image,
Totally.
and it speaks to a broader trend. People want alternatives. They want companies that like align with their values.
Yeah.
Maybe Sweet represents a shift, a move away from data as the primary commodity.
It's a compelling thought for sure. But shifting gears a bit, I'm curious about the practical side of things. What does it actually feel like to use their homepage creator? Is it clunky? Is it intuitive? What are the trade-offs in terms of functionality? That's the thing though, right? It sounds great in theory, but how does it actually work in practice?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the blog post doesn't really give us a ton of details there.
They do emphasize speed and efficiency, though.
Okay.
They say it's like baked into the design of the software.
Okay.
Without having to rely on the cloud, every interaction is faster.
Right.
Especially on older devices or slower connections.
Yeah. So no more waiting for like pages to load or files to sync. That's got to be a win.
Yeah.
But let's talk about like the bigger picture here for a second.
Yeah.
What does it actually mean if a company like Sweet succeeds?
Right.
Are they just like a blip on the radar, or could this actually spark like a larger movement?
That is the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
It's definitely an uphill battle.
Yeah.
The big tech companies have such a head start.
Yeah, they do.
And they're not really known for playing nice.
True. But remember when everyone thought we'd be using Internet Explorer forever?
Right.
Sometimes the underdog can come out on top.
Totally.
Especially if they're offering something that's truly different.
Right.
And people start to see the value in that.
And I think that's what's so interesting about this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
It's not even just about like a new homepage creator.
Right.
It's about rethinking our entire relationship with technology.
Yeah.
And like reclaiming some of the control that we've given away.
You know what else I find really interesting about this whole thing?
What's that?
It's kind of inspiring in a way.
Yeah.
It shows that even in this tech landscape,
yeah,
where it's just dominated by these huge companies,
right,
that there's still room for innovation.
Absolutely.
For people who have a different vision and they're not afraid to just go for it.
And that's a message worth hearing, I think.
Totally.
It reminds us that we have choices. As consumers, you don't have to just accept the way things are. You know, we can actually go out and support companies that align with our values.
Totally.
And maybe even like nudge the tech world in a direction that puts users first.
Okay, so to wrap things up here.
Yeah.
We've explored this really intriguing world of Sweet.
We have.
This company that's really challenging the norms when it comes to data privacy and user control.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about like the potential benefits
and
maybe some of the drawbacks of their approach.
Right.
And we've even considered like what it means for the future of the internet.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has.
It feels like we're left with more questions than answers.
That's always how it is, right?
Yeah. But that's kind of the beauty of exploration, isn't it?
It totally is. And I think it's up to each of us now to decide what we do with all this new information.
Yeah. Do we stick with what we know?
Right. Like the convenience of these big tech companies.
Comfort of the familiar.
Or do we start exploring some of these alternative paths?
Right.
Paths that might lead to a more private, a more personalized, and ultimately, I think, a more empowering, you know, digital experience.
I like that.
So here's just a final thought for everyone listening as you're out there on your own digital journeys.
Okay.
If you could hit a reset button
and
like redesign the internet with privacy and user control as like the core principles, what would that look like?
I love that.
What features would be like the most important to you?
Right. What would you change?
What values would you bake into its very fabric? Think about that. And maybe, just maybe, you'll end up being a part of building that future.
That's a great
one. One click at a time.